When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Welcome into the Future Sox podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, and I am back with the first of many draft interviews. I'm super excited to be joined today by Jaden Fowski, second round pick of the Chicago White Sox out of Illinois, Nazareth Academy. I'm really excited to have Jaden on. We talked to Coach Milano and last week and got a little bit of insights to Jaden's trajectory and his time in high school. And now we get to talk to the man himself about just the experience of all of it and joining the White Sox organization. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing well. Excited to have you, man. So I've been hearing about, how talented you are now and how good you are at Naz for a bit now, of course. And obviously you've been on the radar of White Sox fans, but, a week past the draft now or a week later, how is it just settling into you that, you're drafted? Obviously getting drafted to the majors is huge in itself, but especially to your, hometown team that you grew up watching.
Yeah. I still don't think it's fully settled yet. a lot of waves of emotions the last couple of days. And yeah, just could not be more excited.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I can imagine it'll probably take a little bit of time. What have you been doing the past week since you got drafted? Obviously, you were with your family last weekend. What's it been like in the past week just getting ready to head to Arizona here this week?
A little hectic. I mean, a lot of paperwork, stuff like that. been trying to stay in the routine as much as I can, hitting, lifting, just kind of get my mind right, prepare myself to go down and get to work.
Yeah, totally, man. So taking it back a little bit, you came into Naz as a guy who was already committed to play college baseball, right? You had that pedigree, right? You start playing, takes you a bit to get in the rhythm there freshman year, but you were, a varsity guy for 4 years. What was the experience like over the past 4 years at Naz for you, just becoming the player and the person you are today?
Yeah, I mean, Naz helped me in so many ways. The Milanos, obviously, that they're Coach Lee helped me in a lot of ways, developing as a man, on and off the field. Like you said, my freshman year, kind of having to find my rhythm, struggled a little bit early on, and, just surrounded by really good other talented players, so it wasn't easy to see the field right away, and so I kind of had to, Coach Milano made me work to earn a starting spot, and, once I got it, never really looked back, so I'm glad I kind of went through a little bit of adversity early on, and that really helped me the last 3 years.
I can imagine, man. Well, so for you, your first 2 years, you guys, end up winning state, obviously going on those runs, right? What was it like to kind of, to get a taste of success, but also kind of the feeling of getting it early and then wanting more, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, it's the best feeling. There's nothing really compares to it. I love winning. It's my favorite thing to do. And so, I want to bring the winning culture back to the South Side.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. I can imagine that first 2 years of winning, it makes it hard to lose that feeling, right? When you get it once, I feel like you want to just keep chasing it, right?
Yeah, there's no like satisfaction or anything like that. Once you get a little taste of it, you want more.
Yeah. So at Naz, obviously, you have the Monos there, and then you also have, your teammate Landon Tomey, so you had Jim Tomey around you, right? What was it like having, such a well-known White Sox player? Obviously, someone you grew up watching, I grew up watching, right? Just in your kind of everyday baseball life sometimes.
The best. I mean, it was great to have him around, being able to pick his brain, talk about baseball. Just a guy who's been through it, who's one of the best to ever play the game, a Hall of Famer, just having him around, being around him. It's I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Getting into just kind of the baseball side of things even further here, offensively, you know, are someone who's very lauded for, you know, plate presence and just kind of your mature approach to bats and your ability to impact the ball. What Coach Mono would kind of talk to me about was just how much you've grown into your power the past couple of years and how it's really come a long way in terms of you just impacting the ball on a whole other level as you've grown physically. What are the biggest things you think you did throughout your last few years of high school to just grow as a player at the plate?
I would just say filling out my frame, more maturity for my body, more understanding of how to lift the baseball with backspin, and I still think the power is a long way to go. It's still developing, and so, you know, like you said, just the last 2 years, how much it's improved. I'm excited to see where it can go in the next 3, 4, 5 years still. So,
yeah. No, definitely, man. What are there any adjustments you feel like you've made, whether it's mechanically or just in the way you approach at bats over the past couple of years that have been part of that development, or is it more just getting bigger, getting stronger, getting more reps?
Yeah, obviously getting bigger and stronger, but I think mechanics-wise, as far as my swing goes, nothing's really changed, nothing drastic. My swing has always been my swing. I would say the biggest adjustments I've made have been picking up pitcher tendencies, basically playing the game within the game, trying to pick up what he likes to do in certain counts, what he likes to do against lefties versus righties, stuff like that. And I feel like that's really taken my game to the next level the last year or so.
Yeah, so when you played on the summer circuit last year, obviously, the high school summer circuit as going into your last year of high school, right? Was that kind of the time where you were able to start seeing some of that next level pitching and really just see what it's like to face kind of a whole other tier of competition?
For sure. The summer circuit was the arms you'd face were great. I mean, a lot of those guys were drafted a week ago. I mean, playing in PG All-American, PBR, area code, USA Trials, you know, you're surrounded by other dudes and you're facing the best. And it was just great to compete.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a great learning experience, but also just makes you even more aware of, you know, how you just have to keep getting better at that point because you know the competition is going to get better as you rise up. Was there any particular pitchers that you remember that you can kind of point to and be like, okay, I remember that at bat really was like a whoa, like this guy's legit?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, at that point, everyone was throwing hard.
Yeah,
I would say it was almost the guys who had the better feel for their secondary pitches, like guys who could throw a plus changeup, have 3-4 pitch mix. And it was, you know, not too many guys really had that, especially, you know, there's a few, maybe they didn't throw as hard, but, you know, you get to a certain point of seeing velo that you just get accustomed to it, so.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think Illinois, I mean, I grew up in Illinois playing in that, you know, baseball, nothing against Illinois baseball, but I think it's not common to find a guy who has a true 3-pitch mix, can spin a breaking ball, can mix in a changeup, right, and can really keep you off balance. And that's something that I think coming out of high school, you see a lot of guys have to, the biggest adjustment is the deeper arsenal of pitching, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Defensively, you know, you played third base your freshman year, which I just learned from Coach Milano that you kind of stepped in to fill a spot there at third. You shift towards catching, you end up DHing a little bit of your junior year going through some injury stuff, and then made that move to the outfield. What is your just kind of defensive, you know, it's a unique pathway right there in terms of what you've done defensively. How do you feel that has just kind of, you know, developed over time and how you've changed as a defensive player?
I would say just playing different positions, like you said, just being athletic has allowed me to do that. You know, being a utility guy, just, you know, being able to tell the coach, hey, I can play any position you need me this game. That's kind of who I am as a player. You know, as long as I'm in the lineup, I'm happy. Made the transition to outfield this year, playing center field. Decided I wanted to, maximize the potential of the bat. And I saw being able to do that in the outfield versus behind the plate. And then the big thing for me was proving I could play center field, not just being an outfielder who could hit. So this offseason really worked on changing my body, getting leaner, getting faster, and really like where I'm at right now.
Yeah. Do you feel that this is a slight random tangent, but do you feel that playing football your first few years had kind of an impact on the outfield? Because I know a lot of guys, you look at the pro ranks, right? A lot of guys that played football are outfield type players, right, where they can really move in the outfield.
Oh, definitely. I mean, being a safety and a receiver, you know, you know how to go after a ball and get good reads, stuff like that. So I would say it definitely translated.
Yeah, and then did you feel like it took you a little bit of time this spring to kind of get settled in there, or was it more of just throughout the offseason you felt like you were ready to play center in high school?
I would say it definitely got better as I went. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun to be out there from the start. I mean, I kind of picked it up fast, and you know, like I said, just being an athlete and going to get the ball, and yeah. You know, just letting your body take over.
Yeah, for sure. I know you mostly played center. Have you gotten some time in left and right? And if so, do you feel like you are on equal level of comfort out there? Or is center kind of where your whole focus has been at?
Yeah, I played a good amount of the corners. I played there last year a little bit. I played there last summer. So yeah, I played all three spots.
Nice. So you're feeling like you could, you know, if wherever the future takes you, you feel like you're good in all three spots in the outfield?
Definitely, yeah.
Awesome, man. So you know, we said this earlier, obviously you grew up in Chicago, you're a Chicago guy, you know, you grew up being a White Sox fan. Obviously the White Sox have had their shares of ups and downs. Where do you see right now, given that, you know, we've seen a lot of influx of young talent, especially in terms of the farm system and in the major league level right now, you've got a ton of, you know, 23, 24 year olds kind of leading the big league team right now. What do you see in terms of just the future of this team when you take a step back and be like, you know, look at this organization from an outside view?
I think the future of the organization is very bright. There's so much young talent coming in right now at every single level of affiliated baseball, all the way up through the major league team. You know, like you said, they're one of the youngest teams in baseball, and, you know, the future's bright. There's a lot of good people in the organization that want to win, and so I think it's heading in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, we're on the same page here. I mean, all we do is talk about prospects mostly, and it's fun because it seems like there's a really good nucleus of guys at a younger age and throughout the organization, the farm system at least. Leading into the draft, were you obviously, you know, you've been kind of having scouts on your back for a while. Was there, you know, any degree of pressure that you ever felt with the amount of attention you were getting from such a young point in your career?
I would say a little bit. You know, I've always been pretty good about handling pressure, you know, but it gets to a certain point, you know, every single game this spring you have 10 dudes holding the phone for every at bat, and maybe you have one bad game, and it kind of, you feel that pressure a little bit more. But yeah, I was kind of lucky. We had a guy on our team last year, Cooper Malmazian, who was a draft prospect, and so I kind of got to witness that and kind of like understand what it would be like. And then obviously on the summer circuit, you're playing with all those guys at most of your games, so kind of got accustomed to it, and that did a pretty good job of not letting it affect how I played on the field. So,
yeah, is it just kind of, you know, the act of like, you know, they're there, but also just letting yourself be present in the moment and not let it be in your head too much.
Yeah, understanding that they're there for a reason to see you play, so you don't have to try to like do anything extra or get out of who you are.
Yeah, just being yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Were the White Sox one of the teams for you? I know we've heard interest for a while. Was that one of the teams that kind of had been in early contact with you? And if so, was there, you know, what was the range of teams that you were, not necessarily exact teams, but how many teams did you feel like were talking to you pretty early in this draft process?
I talked to a good amount of teams. I would say I did have a pretty good relationship built with the White Sox early on. Yeah. Obviously, Jim. And then, you know, playing for the White Sox underclass area code team and upperclass, I built a pretty good relationship with J.J. Lally, who was the area scout in the Midwest. I think he got promoted, though. So got pretty close with him early on. So I would say I have been pretty close with them for a while now.
Yeah, showed that clear interest, obviously, in you from an early stage. With this draft class, have you gotten the chance to know any of these guys? Have you met any of the guys prior to being drafted in the White Sox draft class, or is it all kind of just now starting to meet these guys?
I've met Billy a couple times, just on the summer circuit at random places. Right. I've met Landon a couple times, too. So as far as the college guys go, I have not met any of them yet.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to meeting them.
Yeah, that's cool. It'll be a cool dynamic, but also obviously, you know, three of the first four picks in the draft being these high school guys, and then, you know, yourself being one. It's a cool experience, I'm sure, for you, Billy, and Landon to all be kind of entering at the same point and having been through a lot of the same, you know, summer circuit and all that type of development, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Outside of baseball, I always like to give people a chance for White Sox fans to get to know them and just get to know you a little bit. When you're not on the field, obviously baseball being, you know, your focus right now, what are some things you like to do to just keep yourself balanced and going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously baseball aside, lifting aside, because that's a huge part of my life.
Yeah.
A little bit of a nerd. Like to read books, big chess guy.
Yeah, I heard you were a beast from Joe Milano at chess.
Yeah, I think people don't really wouldn't really think of that when they see me or look at me, but yeah, not a huge video game guy. You know, I always did pretty well in school, so that was obviously don't have to worry about that too much right now. But yeah, a little bit of a nerd.
What got you into chess and things like that?
I started playing when I was younger. The school I went to had a pretty strong chess program, and kind of just joined it one day and ended up playing probably third through sixth grade for the school, and then still play today online or whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome. You got a chess.com ranking or what?
Yeah, I think it's like 1500 right now.
It's good.
It used to be a little higher. I've been lacking a little bit recently.
You've been a little focused on being an MLB draft pick, you know? Just a tad. What are you, other than baseball, you got any sports teams you follow, sports you follow, whether it be the, you know, the Bears or any other teams within Chicago or outside of it?
Sox, Bears, Bulls.
Sox, Bears, Bulls. That's the rotation there, man. That's mine too, so I'm with you. Nice.
I think all three are heading in the right direction right now. So it's an exciting time to be a Chicago sports fan, and then Cubs, don't really care about them, so.
Hey, that's not a bad answer for this audience. As you kind of get ready, so you're heading to Arizona this week. You're gearing up, obviously, mini camp for the draft guys starts this week. What are some goals you have for yourself just as you obviously like getting used to professional baseball? Any particular goals you have as you start settling in for the rest of, you know, through September?
I haven't really set any like number-wise goals. More of always trying to be more process-oriented over like results-driven. I would say just settling in, getting accustomed to the people, the complex, just being a professional baseball player, and then also embracing adversity early on, understanding that, you know, you're going to get carved up a little bit early on. You're going to face guys with stuff that you haven't seen before, and just letting yourself struggle, teaching yourself how to get through that and how to adjust. I think that's the biggest thing that I want to be able to do through the end of October for my first couple of months down in Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, man. I think that's the right way to approach it. Obviously, like you're being one of the younger guys in this draft class in the organization now, right? Like I think part of that too, and what I hear from a lot of high school guys when they're entering into the league is also just letting yourself learn from all the guys that are, they're 3 years older than you. And even if they, you know, they haven't played pro ball, right? Like there is a huge jump to the guys that played in college, right? At a high SEC level or a, you know, Big Ten, whatever it may be. So I know part of that can just be letting yourself learn from all these older guys you're getting into the organization with, right?
For sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. All right, well, I appreciate you joining us, man. We'll definitely be we'll keep it up with you, and thanks for joining, and we're looking forward to seeing you grow within the Sox organization, man.
Sounds good, man. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, appreciate you joining the show.